You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Pharrell Williams called Bowie a true innovator. Comedian Ricky Gervais says he just lost a hero. Bowie died of cancer 2 days after his 69th birthday and 2 days after the release of his 25th studio album, Black Star. Bloomberg says Russia's economy is one of the world's worst. The news comes as the ruble falls to new lows against the dollar amid plunging oil prices. Russia is currently involved in a number of geopolitical struggles. This is USA Radio News.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Natural gas is spewing out in a California community, and families there say they are getting sick and want something done. USA's Tammy Rose reports.
Hundreds of outraged protesters call on Southern California Gas Company to shut down a damaged gas storage well, which has been leaking methane gas since October 23rd, leaving many residents with complaints of headaches, asthma, and bloody noses.
What they do know is in short-term effects can be neurological problems and gastrointestinal problems.
Some 3,000 homes have been outfitted with air purifiers, but families living in another 2,500 homes have been temporarily relocated.
The whole family's been sick. The kids, they've been sick too.
I'm Tammy Rose.
Two teams from the South are battling in the Valley of the Sun for the college football championship. Top-ranked Clemson goes up against number 2 Alabama in the college football playoff national championship at University of Phoenix Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. Kickoff is set for 8:30 p.m. Eastern. The Tigers are a perfect 14-0 following a resounding 37-17 win over 4th-ranked Oklahoma in the national semifinals on New Year's Eve. The 13-1 Crimson Tide rolled to a 38-0 win over number 3 Michigan State in the other semifinal. Clearance sales begin today at 36 Macy's stores that'll close. The retailer says the clearance sales will run between 8 and 12 weeks. For breaking news, we're at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
The weather today is sunny with a high near 35. It's breezy with the west winds 13 to 21 miles per hour. And tonight it'll be increasing clouds with a low around 19. Thank you goodness. West winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming calm in the evening. Tuesday, scattered snow showers. Mainly afternoon and mostly cloudy with a high near 38. Calm winds becoming south 5 to 8 miles an hour in the morning. And the chance of precipitation is 40% with new snow accumulation of less than a half inch. That's great. As much less of a half inch as possible would be fine by me. Tuesday night, a chance of snow showers mainly before 7 o'clock. And partly cloudy with a low around 19. West winds 9 to 11 miles an hour. And there's a 30% chance of precipitation with little or no snow accumulation expected. Wednesday is mostly sunny with a high near 30. West winds 9 to 14 miles an hour. And Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 14.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to Mental Health Matters. I'm sorry, I'm doing the other show now. That was my last hour. This is the 100 Medical Center's Hour, compliments of the 100 County Chamber of Commerce. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host. And we have a very distinguished guest with us today, Christine Meany, who works for the Center of Advanced Weight Loss. And it's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you very
we've
much.
We've run into each other numerous times, both at the hospital and, you know, and here, what your center does, one of the things they do, I guess, is bariatric surgery.
Yes, you're correct.
And how did you get involved in that type of career?
Sure.
I mean, when you said, oh, gee, I always want to do this, or?
No, yeah. Actually, it's something I kind of stumbled across. I'm a nurse, so okay. That's my background. And funny enough, you mentioned that we were here for the mental health show prior. That's my background is behavioral health nursing.
Oh, okay.
So I came to Hunterdon about 19 years ago in home care, and I was in home care for probably about 13 of those 19 years of my career at Hunterdon. And then the hospital decided that they looked at our community, and like most of the nation, we have a problem with our weight. And although Hunterdon is very healthy, we're the healthiest county in the state of New Jersey, there's still a significant amount of our clients and our community members here that are overweight. And they were going outside of our hospital and our network here to have weight loss surgery. So the hospital recruited a weight loss surgeon, a bariatric surgeon. That's what bariatric medicine is. It deals with people's weight. And I thought it was a great opportunity to stay within the system and yet try something new and develop a program from the ground up. So that's how I got involved back in 2010.
Okay. Do you find that some of the people who are, I don't want to say immensely overweight, but overweight, mm-hmm. Also have a mental health problem? In that field for many years.
Sure. There's a lot of chronic conditions that go along with being overweight, both medical and there is some psychiatric or mental health overlap. I would say there's some components of depression.
Yeah.
That makes sense, not being able to maybe do things socially that are acceptable,
right.
Not being able to perhaps follow a career path that they thought there's a lot of stigmas with being overweight, a lot of discrimination for people that are morbidly obese, mm-hmm. very overweight. There's a lot of anxiety. We see a lot of patients with some anxiety disorders. They're just not confident. We do see some patients that have mental health diagnoses, bipolar, and those we really, really need to work with clinical depression that we would really need to work with prior to them, proceeding with bariatric surgery.
Right.
Absolutely.
Because I can, having been involved with mental health for 19 years now, through my son, actually, we have four kids. My youngest son has schizophrenia, and he was hospitalized for almost 3 years initially after two suicide attempts. Mm. But after seeing and dealing with people after that, teaching classes and running support groups and so on and so forth, which we still do, you see people that are, a loved one is depressed, mm-hmm. and what do? They start eating.
Right.
You know, and it either it makes them feel better and not so depressed or whatever. I don't know the...
Yeah, a lot of people use food as a coping mechanism,
yeah.
you know, to deal
right.
with. And you think about it, even in our society, what do when we're happy? We go celebrate and we go
sure.
to a restaurant.
Right.
Like you said, when we're sad or depressed or upset, we console ourselves with food. So in every, you know, from both extremes, you
mm-hmm.
know, happiness to sadness and everything in between, we use food, you
right.
know, which right. is so with patients and clients that don't know, don't have a lot of coping skills and do have some mental health issues, then they turn to food a little bit more frequently
right.
And,
right.
and really need to. The other thing with mental health is a lot of the medications that they need to take yeah. to help manage their depression or anxiety put on weight.
Absolutely.
And that is...
And, you know, you stop and think, and, you know, I mean, we're talking about, you know, bariatric surgery, but just... In conjunction with that, you take a 19-year-old young lady, mm-hmm. or 18, depending, 21, 22, and she gets medical attention, and they say, okay, put you on this medication for depression or anxiety or whatever,
right.
bipolar, and she gains 40 pounds. You honestly think she's going to continue taking that medication?
Right.
And,
right.
you know, a lot of times that's what happened.
Right.
I'm speaking from experience because I know my son who, you know, he's got two older brothers and an older sister. And they kid him, call him the runt of the family because my oldest son, I could stand behind and you wouldn't see me. You
right.
know, he's like 6'3" and a half and, you know, shoulders way wide. And my second oldest son is just about a half inch taller than I am. My daughter is 5'9", 5'10",
okay.
somewhere
yeah.
right around
so
there.
So she's tall?
Right.
Yeah.
And my youngest son is 5'8", between 5'7" and a half and 5'8".
Mm-hmm.
And he was on some medication, and all of a sudden he gained 45 pounds.
Right.
I mean, his face blew up as, you know. And, you know, you can understand why people with mental health issues don't want to take medication or
sure.
a certain kind of medication that they're prescribed because,
right.
you know, who wants to go around with that?
Right. And their answer is, well, that's just one of the side effects instead
yeah.
of, you know.
Right. Well, it's, yeah, it is a side effect.
It is a side effect.
But like I said, you take a young lady or a young man. I mean, my son, he did it, but he didn't like it.
Sure.
But you take a young girl who's, you know, in her prime, dating and all that, and she gains 45 to 50 pounds.
Right. And there's already emotional issues and problems that
exactly.
are there, and then you add a weight
right.
problem on top of that. Yeah,
yeah,
it's difficult. We see a lot of clients that'll come in, and there'll be medication changes, not just from depression, anxiety. You know, there's other medications that can
oh, yeah.
cause some, you know, steroids
oh, yeah.
and for treating other medical
Absolutely.
Issues. And it's, you know, one of those things that they're just like, there's nothing I can do. It just mm. seems like the weight is just coming on. And so that typically isn't a patient that will come in for bariatric surgery. You know, bariatric surgery is more someone that has struggled with their weight for many, many years, has tried very many different types of diets and exercises. It's not, you know, typically that person
mm-hmm.
that only puts on 30, 40 pounds. But those, you know, if that happens year after year after
sure.
year, you know, 10 pounds here. And
right.
as we get older, it's a little bit harder to get off
yeah.
every year. What we hear a lot, you know, what I used to do in my 20s just doesn't work in my 40s anymore.
Right.
And, you know, it gets harder. Our metabolism slows down and we don't seem to be as active as, you know, when we are when we're
right.
younger. And so all of that plays part.
Sure. Sure. And what is your role with Hunter and Healthcare? I mean,
yep.
you said you were an RN.
I am an RN. So at the Center for Advanced Weight Loss, I'm the program coordinator. So there I do a little bit of everything. Like today I do some marketing to make sure our name gets out
there.
There
you
go. And I'm also the nurse navigator. So what that means is if you were to come into the clinic and meet with one of our surgeons, I'm going to help you with all of the aspects that require. So there's a lot of insurance requirements. There's a lot of medical testing that's required beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
So we help you through all of that process.
Okay.
Besides surgery, the The clinic is also a multidisciplinary clinic. So we have registered nurses. We have behavioral therapists through Hunterdon Medical Center. We have exercise physiologists through the Clinton Health and Wellness Building. And we all work together as a team because it's not just surgery. It's not just going in there and having the procedure done, but it's really a commitment to changing your lifestyle to be successful. So there's a lot of education and support from our entire team to make sure you understand what's required to be successful and then also to help give you that support. So after the surgery, you're not out there on your own. You have right. you have our expertise to help you along.
Well, let me ask you, is surgery the only solution, or can somebody go to your organization for advanced weight loss and go to classes and
Excellent question. We do offer more things than just surgery. So we do medical.
So if somebody didn't want surgery, they could still lose weight. It may take them a little longer, but
absolutely. And surgery is not for everyone. For medical reasons, there's some clients that don't want to have surgery. And personal reasons, they just want to try other things on their own. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about how to get in touch with us, but you can call a lot of a big part of my job is to just field phone calls and explain to people what we do. So we prescribe weight loss medication.
Okay.
So if you wanted to take medication, we have a program that can do that for you. We also have a meal replacement program. So we can give you a vacation from food and give you a medical grade meal replacement with supervision and guidance and counseling. We do something that's called metabolic rate testing, which can tell you instead of just usually for people to calculate how many calories you should eat during the day. It's a formula of your height, your weight, your age, your gender, and we calculate and say, Larry, based on your height and weight, you should be eating 1,800 calories a day. Instead of just using this mathematical calculation, we have a machine that analyzes your body's use of oxygen.
Okay.
And oxygen consumption is in direct correlation to energy expenditure. So it's a very non-invasive way for us to be very precise in saying your body requires X amount of calories. So in order for you to lose weight, gain weight, maintain your weight, we can look at it from multiple perspectives, mm-hmm. develop a diet plan really based on those numbers. So that's a nice tool for a lot of people.
Yeah. It's funny because when they start talking about, well, when anybody starts talking about, 1,600 calories or 2,000 calories or stuff, my head swims.
A lot of it's a lot of work, and a lot of people don't realize how many calories they eat on a daily basis. And nutrition is a science in of itself. So I think for the most part, the Americans probably underestimate what they eat by about 20%.
Well, sure.
And they also underestimate. So the underestimate their weight. So if I ask someone how much they weigh, typically they tell me about 20% less than what they really weigh. But they also tell me they're not eating as much either.
I was at a doctor this morning, and in a doctor's office, they weigh you the way you come in, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
So I always say, well, how much does the clothes and the shoes and the all that stuff, what do you take off for that?
Right.
And so, what do you take off for that?
Well, usually, so clothes we don't really. We encourage our clients, if they come in, we always weigh them without their shoes.
Okay.
And if it's someone that's preparing for surgery, their appointments are typically around the same time every day. So if you're weighing every day with a pair of pants and a sweater, then we don't really adjust for that. But if you're coming in and it's a snowy or rainy day and you have a big pair of boots on and your winter coat, it could be as much as 2 or 3 pounds difference.
Okay.
So, but that's why we really encourage, it's hard to go from doctor. You might have
with all my junk in my wallet. You don't count that?
Well, no, we take their wallets off, belts come off.
See, they didn't do that in the doctor's office.
All of that comes off.
The only thing I took off was my jacket,
Yeah. But if you weigh that way every time you go into the doctor, then that would be relative, right?
Yeah, it is. But so the nurse there says, well, if you want to take 5 pounds off, you can, I says, great, that's fine, because that means I only gained 4 pounds over the holidays, But, and I think that, I don't say everybody, but a lot of people, because of the holiday, mm-hmm. Whether it's Hanukkah, whether it's Christmas or whatever, people tend to eat more over the holiday.
Overindulge, really,
you know. And they're like, oh, it doesn't matter. I'll get it off, you know. But, right. Don't you find that, though?
We do. And it's that's part of the kind of the counseling and the realization because we'll have clients come in all different times of the year. And there's always, oh, I can't start now because it's my birthday. Or I can't start now because there's vacation. Or I can't start now because there's a holiday. And so what we try to, you know, sometimes just hearing it, well, those things happen every year. So
right.
unless we learn how to manage them and how to get through them without gaining 5 or 10 pounds, then you're going to continue this pattern. So, yeah, life goes on before weight loss, after right. weight loss, whether it's with a medical plan or surgery. We just have to learn how to adapt our life around mm-hmm. those events.
Right.
And that's really part of the education.
Where is the Center for Advanced Weight Loss located at?
Yep. So we're a department of Hunterdon Medical Center.
Right.
Which, but it's a little deceiving because we're actually in the Clinton Health and Wellness Campus, which is about 9 miles north, yes, of the hospital, right on right. Route 31.
Right next to what used to be Hess gas station, which is now Safeway or something.
Speedway
now.
Or something.
Speedway,
yeah.
there you
throws
go.
Throws everybody
it.
Off.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And yeah. that's where you're located. That's where your office
Our
is located?
Our office is located there. It's a fantastic site to put a weight loss center in because we have, so physical therapy is there.
Mm-hmm.
The wellness right. center. So there's physical trainers and exercise physiologists there. There's a beautiful pool. And then it's a multidisciplinary medical office. So there's primary care there, cardiology,
that's
endocrinology.
That's where my doctor is.
Yeah, there's a lot of doctor's offices yeah. there. So a lot of our clients come in and it's one-stop shop. We get all of your appointments done.
In fact, a couple weeks ago, we had two trainers on from
okay.
the 31 there.
Yeah.
You know, so it was interesting. It was a man and a woman.
Sure.
And, you know.
Yeah, they do a lot of great yeah. stuff down there.
Yeah. yeah. And I had to go to rehab there when I had my knees
okay, to physical
repaired.
Therapy there.
Yeah, to mm-hmm. physical therapy there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they were very good. You
good.
Know, I have to tell you that. They were excellent.
Yeah, it's a beautiful campus. If anybody wants to drive up and come see us, we're there Monday through Friday.
I was there this morning.
Okay.
8:15, I was there.
Nice early appointment, right?
Yeah, well, I had a fast. So they try not to, yeah, they try not to, you know, make you too late when you're fasting,
sure,
you know, so
sure.
especially me because I'm only kidding. You know, I'm not being well-versed on this.
Okay.
But I'm assuming there are certain requirements a patient has to meet.
Absolutely.
Before being considered, and what are they?
Yeah, so a lot of people don't understand. Bariatric surgery, first of all, it is considered medically necessary. So insurance covers it. This is not a cosmetic procedure. It is reimbursable by insurance. But there are very specific criteria that you have to meet. So at our center, we're extremely conservative. We want to make sure that, one, you have an excellent understanding of what you're about to do and what the surgery can and can't do for you. There are limitations to any procedure. And also medically, we want to make sure that you are healthy enough to undergo this type of procedure. So you have to be a certain, what we call a BMI, a certain body mass index, which is a certain number of pounds overweight of an ideal weight. So for example, a 5 foot woman should weigh about 100 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to qualify for bariatric surgery, you typically need to be about 80 to a minimum of 80 to 100 pounds overweight.
Okay.
And that's determined by this calculation. That's a BMI. And that's something that has been, it's a standardized tool that has been put out by the government. And that we use worldwide. And it's not the best tool. You know, there are some arguments that, especially men, people that have a higher, more muscle mass.
Okay.
Their BMIs tend to be higher, but that doesn't mean typically that they have more body fat.
Body fat, right.
Right. So it's not the best tool. We realize that. And that's why that's only one of the indicators. So typically a BMI between 35 and 40 and a health-related issue related to your weight. So typically if you have diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea, gastric reflux disease, those are all health conditions that are worsened by a higher weight. So if we can improve your weight, the research shows that we could also improve those health conditions.
Okay.
So that's why it's been determined that, you know, the risks of living with those types of diseases outweighs the risks of bariatric surgery.
And what would be some of the risks?
The risks of surgery?
Of bariatric surgery.
Sure. Well, that's risks of any surgery.
Any surgery.
Correct. Right. So risk of infection.
Okay.
Risks of bleeding, complications. Our risks or our complication rates at Hunterdon are extremely low. And the national research has shown that it's bariatric surgery is just as safe as getting your gallbladder out, which is a very common procedure.
Right.
They're all done at Hunterdon Medical Center. So we don't do anything at a surgery center. So our surgeons have the full support of the OR staff there and all of the physicians there at the hospital. We do three procedures, and I think we'll probably get to the types of procedures after the next commercial break. But it's at least a minimum of an overnight stay, sometimes two nights in the hospital. So you're very closely monitored afterwards to make sure that you're not nauseous, that your pain is in good control, that you're not dehydrated, that you're able to tolerate your foods and fluids. So all of those things we look at very carefully afterwards.
Okay. If someone is, you say go by age also?
Well, that's a great question. We really don't have an upper age limit. So in order for insurance...
Old guys like me could do
have it. Old guys like you, Larry. Now, our oldest client at the time of surgery was 72.
Okay.
Oh, no, actually, I'm fibbing. We had a woman this summer, I believe she was 76. Yes. So if you are active and well enough and healthy enough to undergo, you know, the surgery and you have those medical conditions that we really need to help you get into control, sometimes surgery is your best option. But there is no upper. There is a younger limit for insurances to cover it. You do have to be an adult or 18 years of age.
Right.
There are some surgical centers within the tri-state area that will do adolescents. We don't here at Hunterdon.
Okay. So I guess one of my questions is then Medicare, Medicaid, do you accept that or?
We accept all insurances except for Medicaid.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So therefore, if somebody has Medicaid...
So Medicaid is...
I get confused between the two when I have Medicare, I guess.
That's okay. So Medicare we accept, but Medicaid, you have to almost as a provider, so as a surgeon, you have to accept Medicaid and get accepted into the plan, and there aren't a lot of bariatric surgeons in the state. We have resources, so if someone were to call and that's their insurance, I help direct them in that area. So there's a surgeon in the Somerset area.
Well, say someone has Medicare and they have a supplemental insurance.
Yep, then they can have the surgery.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we do all of that. That's part of my role. So if you were to call and be like, you know what, I don't know much about this, Christine, am I even a candidate? So I would ask you some simple questions. Your height, your weight, your age, your current medical insurance. Before we even get started, I would call and we would verify your medical benefit to make sure that your particular plan covers the surgery. Mm-hmm. So then if you do, we would call you back and say, okay, this is what's covered. I'll explain to you your next steps. Come in and attend a seminar. We do seminars every month. And then you would meet with the surgeon. That kind of gets the
And how many
rolling.
Surgeons?
We have two surgeons,
okay.
Dr. Naveen Ballam and Dr. Harvey Rainville. They have offices here in Clinton and then also offices in Glen Ridge, New Jersey.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was just curious because I didn't realize that how many you had, you know. Mm-hmm. We have to take a quick break, unfortunately, because I have a whole bunch of other questions to ask. But Christine's going to thank God we're taking a break. No, but you're listening to the Hunterdon Medical Center's Hour. I'm Larry Cartwright, and we'll be back in just a few moments.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Welcome back to the Hunterdon Medical Center's Hour. Compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host, and we are very privileged to have with us today Christine Meany, who is with the Center for Advanced Weight Loss. And we're talking about bariatric surgery. And is it right for you and me or whoever? And you know, what are some of the advantages of having the surgery?
Mm-hmm. So the diet industry in this country is a multi-billion-dollar industry. You know, you see it all the time from commercials on TV, celebrities endorsing, you know, this weight loss program and that one, and we were just talking on commercial break. They seem to be popping up everywhere you
right,
look.
Right.
And the reason for that is that diets are very popular, and people can sustain them for a short amount of time because basically you need something a little bit more drastic because people want results quick, or else they become tired and bored and complacent and then go back to old ways.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happens. You it's called yo-yo dieting. You do very well, you lose 20 pounds, you go back to some bad habits, and then you regain those 20 and then another 5. Then you start another diet. Right. And then you start another diet that, you know, your friend is doing or your neighbor, and, you know, another fad right. that comes across, and then you lose 30 pounds, but then eventually those 30 come back and more. So what surgery will do is hopefully get you off of that diet yo-yo. And what it is where diets work initially, because you have to make those lifestyle changes, surgery is going to give you a tool for the rest of your life that is going to prevent you from doing some of those behaviors that we just kind of, I don't want to say lose control, but maybe lose focus mm-hmm. when you're just doing a diet
right.
alone. So,
right.
for example, one of the procedures is called a laparoscopic sleeve gastrectomy. And what the surgeons do in that procedure is they remove about 80% of your stomach. Seems pretty drastic, right?
Yeah, really.
But what that does is that it prevents someone. So a lot of times our male clients in particular are what we call volume eaters. You can sit down to a very large meal at one time and eat all of it. So you can have soup, salad, 20-ounce steak, some potatoes, some vegetables, some dessert, and, you know, you're not full. But that's a large meal. So what the sleeve will do is you can still eat a normal, healthy, balanced meal, which is a misconception that once you have bariatric surgery, you know, you're on protein shakes and liquids for the rest of your life, but it's not. But it's going to reduce what you could eat at any one sitting. And that, whether it's a month after surgery, a year, or 5 years, that amount that you can sit at or eat at any one time won't change. So that's the tool that you'll have for the rest of your life, whereas with dieting alone, it's basically your willpower. You might eat a smaller meal in the beginning because you're excited and you want to lose weight and do something, you know, you want to make those changes. But to continue doing that time and time and time again, it's only about, I think the statistics are less than 5% of patients that have to lose more than 30 pounds can keep it off longer than 5 years with traditional diet and exercise. So those numbers are not very promising. With bariatric surgery, those numbers, it's 80% of those patients keep the weight off
right.
long term.
Oh, interesting. Mm. And I know that as we were talking at the break, you know, going to the gym and such,
mm-hmm.
I try to go 3, maybe 4 times a week. And I know that, you know, we just had New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody.
Their New Year's resolution. Right?
So the gyms are packed.
Yes.
In fact, ironically enough, a guy I meet all the time at the gym says to me yesterday, I met him there, he says, I hate January at the gym.
<That's>
I started laughing.
There, right?
He says, aside from the fact that half the college kids haven't gone back to school yet, we got all the ones that are going to lose weight in January. And February 1st, you won't see them.
You're right.
It's true. Yeah. I mean, you know, it was the same thing where your office is. You know, you'd go in January, the place would be packed.
Right.
And come February, you know, there'd be maybe 10 people in the whole gym, you know. And it's true.
And that's human nature, you know.
People, oh, yeah.
You want an event, you want something to look forward to, and New Year's is always the year to start
right.
it. With surgery, you know, and with a lot of our clients in the programs, once you know, our goal is to get them to be, this is going to be the last diet you're ever going to be on, because this isn't a diet anymore for you. This is a new lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to learn to eat better portions, to have more nutritious foods. There's a misconception in that people that are overweight, that they're well nourished, but that's not true, because a lot of times they're eating foods that aren't really healthy for
right.
them. They're eating a lot of processed foods, fast foods, and they're not getting the proteins and the vitamins that they need from fruits and vegetables and whole
right.
foods.
Right.
So, our nation nowadays is immediate gratification, you know, immediate satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
And the bigger, the more you get for your money. So the bigger bang for the buck.
Right.
So restaurants have really responded to that. There's data out there that shows a bagel in the 1950s weighed about 3 ounces. And a bagel in today's day and age is about 8 ounces. So, you know, portion size, you know, McDonald's has used that marketing, you know, you supersize it. And people think that, you know, because you're getting more for your money, it's a better value. But from a health perspective, we are not doing ourselves any favors at all.
I don't go to McDonald's anyway, but that's, you know, that's just me. But now, there are different types of surgery.
There are.
Okay. Yes. Would you elaborate on some of them?
Sure. So there's three. We do three at Hunterdon, and the three are an adjustable gastric band, the laparoscopic sleeve gastrectomy, and then a Roux-en-Y gastric bypass. So I'll kind of start from one and we'll go to the other. So the adjustable gastric band has been around for many years. It was first promoted as a non-stapling device, and that'll make more sense when I get to the other procedures. But what it is, all of our procedures are done laparoscopically. So what that means is that instead of a large incision in the abdomen, the surgeons use tools that are called trocars. So they almost look like little robotic hands that, and they make 5 small incisions about an inch in inch in length in the abdomen. So the reason for that is that there's less pain, there's less risk for infection and bleeding because you have smaller incisions than one big open incision. There's less pain and a quicker recovery. So all of our procedures are done that way. So with the band, they'll go in laparoscopically. And what they do is the adjustable gastric band is actually a device. So it's medical grade silicone. And it's the concept is almost like putting a belt around your waist when you get dressed in the morning. They take the band and they'll put it around the upper portion of the stomach and buckle it. And then that band is attached to some tubing. And that tubing is then attached to what's called a port, which is placed underneath the skin in the abdomen. So what happens now is you think of your stomach almost as a pouch. So food comes in, it eat it, goes into your mouth, down your esophagus, and it's going to hit that first little stomach pouch. The band sits underneath that. So anything you eat, you're going to feel full faster because you're filling up that little stomach pouch.
Right.
And then the food has to slowly digest and pass through that band into the rest of the digestive system. So we're not removing anything. They're not cutting anything. They're just simply putting a belt around your stomach. The way that that band will work for you long term is that you come into the office periodically and we can adjust the tightness of that band by putting saline in through that port, traveling through the tubing, and then that band almost is like a balloon or a bladder type design that if we put more saline in, then it gets a little bit tighter. So that opening from that little stomach on the top into the bottom part is even tighter. So the food takes longer to get through. So that's the band.
And the purpose of it taking longer would be feeling full?
So you slow down. Exactly.
Right.
We all eat very quickly for the most
part. Yeah.
So to really slow down and then not eat as much at any one sitting.
Okay.
Now, the bad thing about the band is that if you are a sweet eater, so all of those foods that people say, you know, they're comfort foods, they melt in your mouth, they're so good. So ice cream, chocolates, high fatty foods, mashed potatoes, anything that you can think of that you really don't need your teeth for, that kind of just slide right through, those are typically very high caloric foods, high fatty foods. And you think about it, they're also going to slip right through that band. So they don't require a lot of digestion as far as keeping you fuller longer. So to there's ways to cheat or to not be as successful with any of the surgeries. And so if you're a snacker and you eat those high fatty foods and those comfort type foods, milkshakes, alcohol is another one. There's no nutrition in it and a lot of calories. Then those people struggle with any of the procedures, actually, because it's just empty calories going through your system. So part of this and a lot of education is with our registered dietitian, and she spends time with you both before the surgery and afterwards.
But that doesn't mean you can't have chocolate or
something. No. In moderation.
Or ice cream or whatever.
Amounts. Right.
Right.
It's not encouraged, but, you know, it's not – you can do anything in moderation. Now, we talk a lot about trigger foods. So if ice cream is a trigger for you, Larry, and it's hard for you to just stop it, serving yourself two scoops of ice cream and that would be your serving, if you then go back for another scoop or you find yourself eating the whole half gallon container, then a behavior that we talk about is maybe just removing those trigger foods. A lot of times it's not about the food itself, but it's about the behavior that we need to change.
Okay.
So that's a lot of it. There's a lot of reprogramming, maybe is a good way to put it. Really taking it takes a lot of looking into oneself and really being honest with, well, what kind of eater am I? When do I eat? Am I a stress eater? Am I an emotional eater? Am I a snacker? Do I eat little bits all day long? Because once you can identify what your problems with food are or where you feel that you need help, you'll be more successful long term, because then we can help you develop better tools to work around those problems.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the band. The second procedure is what we call the laparoscopic sleeve gastrectomy. And like I had mentioned earlier, the surgeons go in, same approach, laparoscopically through those little tools, and they will remove simply just kind of like a sleeve, remove about 80% of your stomach. So you're left with something, and instead of your stomach being a pouch, it now is about the size of a medium banana. And it works conceptually the same way as the band. We're reducing the volume of the stomach so you could eat smaller amounts at any one sitting. Okay. The good part of that is that we're not changing any of the digestion. So when we talk about the third procedure, there's some other issues that are done during the procedure. But with the sleeve, you get very good weight loss results, probably on average about 70% of your excess weight. So if you're 100 pounds overweight, on average, you would be expected to lose about 70 pounds with that procedure. With the bands, the procedure before that, on average, it's about 50% of your excess weight. Now, that's not to say with any of these procedures you couldn't do better than those averages. If you really work hard and exercise is a key component long term, and follow the plan, you could exceed those averages.
Right.
In the same vein, if you don't exercise and you eat a lot of those foods that we talked about, you can presumably not lose much at all. So that's when we talk about realistically what can the surgeries do for you. If you walk in the office and think that the surgery is going to fix this, it's not. It's
right.
going to help you fix a long-term problem.
Yeah, but you would think, at least I would think, if somebody went through all the problems and went for surgery, which seems like the last resort, why would you not do what they tell you to do?
Yeah.
You know, I had both my knees replaced, and people say, you had them both done at the same time? I says, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because one, there was no cartilage. It was bone on bone. And the other one, they tell me it was 98% bone on bone. So if I had just the one done, I'd be leaning on the other one, and you know. But prior, they gave me a book, and they gave like, I want to say 12 exercises in the book, and they said do them twice a day. Well, I did every one of them three times a day, and this was like a couple months before the surgery. After the surgery, they gave me another book that had 5 exercises in it, and they said do it twice a day, which I did 3 times a day. And I did it religiously. And I don't understand. I was talking to somebody, won't mention any names, and they had one knee done. Oh, it was a pain. Oh, I'm still
in pain.
And they
didn't do any other exercises.
But they didn't do anything prior. It was like, what do you expect? A magic wand to be waved over your knee, and just because they put Titanic stuff in it, you know, that it's, you know.
Right.
I just don't understand.
Yeah,
I mean,
people come in with different expectations and different realizations, I think. But for the most part, I would say over 90% of our clients come in with a very good understanding and really work with us to be successful in the program.
Right.
I think in any aspect of really of any business, there's whether it's the medical business or whatever it is, there's going to be someone that comes in that's going to maybe push the envelope a little bit and just get away with as little work as they can.
Well, yeah, I can understand that too. But right. Then why would you go through something as, you know,
right.
as serious as surgery?
Because
let's face it, surgery is serious.
Sure.
I don't care what kind you have.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
I mean,
it's an elective procedure, but
right.
it's still surgery.
It is still surgery.
I agree with you 100%.
You know, and I mean, I'm not saying that any kind, it can go wrong. Something can go wrong. I don't care what it is. All right.
Sure.
And, you know, so you're taking, you know, you're going through all the procedures and you're going through all the pre-surgery classes or whatever, mm-hmm. and now you're going to decide, yes, I want to do it. Why in heaven's name wouldn't you do it right?
Right, yeah. A lot of the clients that we see that are struggling afterwards, it's not because they don't want to, but we have seen a real true addiction to food and learning. So you think about it. You take a client that's been overweight for 30 years, for a majority of their life. And now they have surgery, and they're trying. They're committed. They have a great understanding of what needs to be done. But I'm taking away your main coping mechanism that you've been using for 30 years. That's hard.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree.
So they're, you know, in the beginning, we've had some clients that struggle, and that's really the importance. We try to reinforce the importance of staying connected with the center, so it's not like your orthopedic surgeon. You see him for a few follow-ups, but it's really not someone that you go and see annually to go say, hey, doc, my knees are doing great. Once you have knee replacement, you're basically fixed.
Every 5 years.
Right?
I just went last week.
There you
it's
go.
Every 5 years.
5 years.
He told me I was so good. They looked like they just put him in. So he said. So I said to him, well, doctor, when do I come back? He says, 5 years.
That's wonderful. But the difference with bariatric surgery is that you still need to eat.
Right.
You still, it's an environmental stimuli that will never go away.
Right.
We're bombarded in media when we're driving everywhere we go. We talked about the social aspects of it. And you need support. So I'm going to kind of toot our own horn here. We do a phenomenal job with support. We offer 4 support groups a month for all of our clients. And we look at all different aspects of weight loss. We look at the psychosocial components. We look at the exercise components. The nutrition requirements and education that you need to know how to adjust your diet to make sure that you're getting all of your vitamins and minerals, and then you need support of your peers. So we have a peer run support group that everyone just gets together and shares their trials and tribulations, and it really helps. And our studies and our data have shown that the clients that really live the program and continue to utilize the support are so much more successful than those that think that they can do it.
Well, it makes sense.
Their own, right?
That would make sense, yeah.
And, you know, weight loss is not an easy thing to do.
Yeah,
to
because
maintain.
I'm involved with NAMI and the mental health and mental illness.
It's the
illness,
same concept.
And it's
support.
The same concept with support groups.
Absolutely.
You know, you have people that have just starting out.
Mm-hmm.
You have people that are in the middle. You have people who have progressed past. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they help each other and or talk to each other.
Absolutely.
Or gives each other ideas that they may not have thought of or whatever.
Right.
And I'm sure it's the same thing with your
very
groups,
much
you know.
Yeah.
And you said there was 3. Did
yes,
we cover
I
the
know,
last
we're,
one?
We're,
I don't want to lose the last one. Let's
the
get the last one.
The last one is called a Roux-en-Y gastric bypass. And that were the first 2 procedures. We talked about them restricting the volume.
Mm-hmm.
This is a combination procedure. It's both restrictive, and then we're also changing the way your body absorbs the foods that you eat. So it's considered restrictive and malabsorptive. So it's very, technically it's very complicated, but what it is basically is that we are separating the stomach. So we're not removing it like in the sleeve,
right.
But the surgeon will separate it into 2. So one is called your stomach pouch, and then one is your remnant stomach. So we're separating it. So the food will come in and hit that small stomach pouch first, very similar to the band.
Right.
The second part of that procedure though, is that they'll go down to the small intestine. They'll go down about 150 centimeters, and they separate it. So think about your garden hose. You're going through your garden hose. You're going to cut it in half, and now you're going to take one of those connections and now connect it directly into, you know, in this case, into that stomach pouch. So what happens is when you eat the food this time, it goes into that little stomach pouch, and instead of going into your large stomach or that remnant stomach, it directly goes now into that small intestine stream. and it doesn't get absorbed and digested until much further down.
Down the road.
Down the road. So now the foods that you eat, the bypass, you lose the most amount of weight, about 75 to 80% of your excess weight loss, because we're reducing the volume, mm-hmm. but we're also reducing all of the bad things that your body can't absorb, the fats, the calories, right, the things right. like that. One of the side effects with the bypass, we had talked about side effects, is that it requires lifelong supplementation, because certain vitamins and minerals are only absorbed in certain areas of your digestive tract. Because we're bypassing those things, you need to take a multivitamin, calcium, B12, and iron for the rest of your life to make sure nutritionally you stay very healthy.
And that's with all three of the surgeries?
We recommend all three, yes, okay. But it is vital with the Roux-en-Y gastric bypass.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are there certain restrictions after surgery?
There are.
You know, like if you go through the surgery and it's been 6 months now, and, you know, are there restrictions that somebody faces?
There's dietary restrictions. So they're on a very strict regime. 2 weeks before, we put everyone on a pre-surgical diet mm-hmm. just to get their bodies prepared. And then for 4 weeks after, they're on liquids and soft diets only. So for 6 weeks, we tell everyone you're not going to need your teeth because you're on either a liquid or soft diet. After that, it's a very... again, a very conservative progression. But there are certain foods that are not as easily tolerated. So right. we talk about, you know, not really having a lot of breads or pastas mm-hmm. or rice, things like that. Protein is number one. So lean proteins, chicken, fish, porks, lean beefs, lots of beans, legumes, fresh vegetables, right. fruits, things like that. But again, it's a slow progression back into that diet. Right. But the goal with all of the surgeries is to get you on healthy whole foods.
Real, we got about a minute left.
Okay.
how would someone reach out to you? Telephone, email?
Yeah, telephone call is the best way. So we have nurses in the office every day that can answer any questions. My name is Christine, of course. My other nurse is Madeline. You can call us at 908-735-3912. You could also go on 100 Healthcare's website and find us there through Center for Advanced Weight Loss. Email, our 100 email is very long, but it's my last name, which is M-E-N-Y, dot my first name, Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, at huntertonhealthcare.org.
And why don't you give the phone number one more time?
Absolutely, 908-735-3912.
Christine, I can't tell you how interesting it's been.
Thank you so much. It's been my pleasure.
And I really appreciate it. And I'm sure that there's people out there like me who probably should go see you. But it's been awesome, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
So when I see you in a hospital, now I can say, hi, Christine.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah. We'd be happy to come back anytime.
There you go. I do appreciate it. You've been listening to the Medical Center Show. And we won't be here next week because they're closing the center. So we'll be doing reruns because it's Martin Luther King's birthday. So have a great week, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor. Iconic singer, songwriter, and actor David Bowie is dead. Word of his death Sunday was posted on the artist's official social media accounts and confirmed by his representative. Bowie died 2 days after his 69th birthday and the release of his 25th studio album. A posting on his Facebook page says he was surrounded by his family when he died after an 18-month battle with cancer. He's survived by his children, film director Duncan Jones, 15-year-old daughter Lexi, and his second wife, the former supermodel Iman. David Bowie, dead at 69. Grammy Award-winning singer Natalie Cole will be laid to rest today in Los Angeles. A funeral will be held at the West Angeles Church of God in Christ before Cole is buried next to her parents, sister, and brother in Glendale. Chaka Khan is expected to sing at the funeral. Cole died on New Year's Eve at the age of 65. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only, offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Of all the people running for president this year, only one has actually defended your right to keep and bear arms in the nation's highest courts. When Washington, D.C. tried to strip its residents of their rights under the Second Amendment, Ted Cruz assembled a coalition of 31 states to support those rights. Action, not talk. That is Ted Cruz. Isn't that what you want from a president?
The Victory 2016 Committee is responsible for the content of this ad.
President Obama is polishing tomorrow night's State of the Union address.
The State of the Union is an opportunity for the President of the United States to speak before the Congress and the American people about all that's been accomplished and all that the President hopes to accomplish in the year ahead.
Presidential spokesman